You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Anne Schneibel. Hillary Clinton has officially become the first woman in history poised to receive a major party's nomination to become president of the United States. Hillary Clinton claimed the presumptive presidential nomination for the Democratic Party after Tuesday's primary elections, in which she won South Dakota, New Jersey, and New Mexico. At a rally at the Brooklyn Navy Yard in New York, Clinton celebrated the historic moment with her supporters.
We've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee.
The former Secretary of State has received widespread criticism for her handling of the 2012 siege of the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi, which resulted in the death of a U.S. ambassador and three other Americans. More recently, Clinton has come under fire for using her personal email account for official and classified communications during her tenure as Secretary of State, thereby creating a serious risk of a national security breach. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who won the Montana and North Dakota caucuses in Tuesday's primaries, said he will continue the fight for the Democratic presidential nomination, despite the fact that Clinton has clinched the requisite number of delegates. Speaking to supporters in Santa Monica, California, Sanders said he would continue the campaign for next week's last primary in Washington, D.C., followed by the Democratic Party convention in July. Sanders also said he and his supporters would work to prevent presumptive Republican candidate Donald Trump from winning the presidential election.
The American people, in my view, will never support a candidate whose major theme is bigotry.
Democrat Clinton and Republican Trump are currently slated to be the main contenders in November's election to the U.S. presidency. I'm Anne Schneibel.